This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Around the world, there are continued signs of solidarity with American protests against police brutality and racism. Australians in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and to raise awareness of the mistreatment of Indigenous Australians showed up in the tens of thousands Saturday. It comes as authorities were still trying to mandate social distancing, with the coronavirus still a major threat to society. A last-minute appeal at the New South Wales Court of Appeals allowed a rally in Sydney, where several thousand people marched chanting Black Lives Matter. Protesters took to the city's main train station among a heavy police presence. Some were seen dousing liquid in their eyes after being pepper sprayed by authorities, assumingly. Inspired by the death of George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis, many protesters wore black masks with handwritten "I can't breathe" signs on them. Floyd's last words, which have become a rallying cry worldwide for the Black Lives Matter movement. Also in the heart of London, thousands of people rallied to support U.S. protests against police brutality. They waved placards and chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." The rolling global protests reflect rising anger over police treatment of ethnic minorities. The British government had warned people to stay away because of the threat of the coronavirus. Huge crowds gathered at Parliament Square, making social distancing impossible. Later, protesters stopped traffic as they marched towards the American embassy. In Berlin, several protesters were arrested as thousands rallied against racism there and the death of George Floyd. Police said a small group of protesters had injured a policeman by throwing stones and bottles at him. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears to be softening his stance when it comes to changing the social media giant's policies that allowed controversial posts to remain on the platform made by U.S. President Trump, which some critics say fueled the fans of racial tensions during a time of great civil unrest. Without offering any specifics, Zuckerberg in a Facebook post made a partial concession, writing that we're going to review our policies, allowing discussions and threats of state use of force to see if there are any amendments we should adopt. He added that we're going to review potential options for handling violating or partially violating content, aside from the binary leave it up to or take it down decisions. Zuckerberg has been receiving pressure by critics and backlash from employees after he defended a decision to leave up a Facebook post from Mr. Trump containing the message, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." Many saw that post as a threat and a throwback to state-sanctioned violence against protesters during the civil rights era. The pressure only intensified as other social media companies like Twitter and Snapchat took steps this week to rein in Trump posts that were false, misleading, or appeared to incite violence against protesters. The world is quickly approaching another COVID-19 milestone, being just shy of 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is more than 6.8 million. The U.S. has more than 1.9 million cases, but global health leaders are raising concern about how quickly Brazil has overtaken the other countries and now sits at number 2 for the number of infections and number 3 in deaths. According to the U.S. Transportation Department, the United States plans to issue a revised order in the coming days that is likely to allow some Chinese passenger airline flights to resume in the United States. The revised order, however, limits Chinese carriers to 2 weekly flights to the United States. The cuts in half of the 4 weekly round-trip flights, which Chinese passenger carriers have been flying to the United States. This is the latest move in the twists and turns between the two countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since March 29th, China has been implementing the 5-1 policy, which controls the number of international flights and reduces pressure on the first entry point. Later on, the Civil Aviation Administration of China said it sought to keep international flights per week under 134. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today. We start off with two awesome tunes about coronavirus. One encourages us to show off our quarantine dance moves, and the other rallies for a collective effort to achieve zero corona. Then we dive right into a tribute to the fallen reggae star Majek Fashek, the Nigerian artist best known for his single Send Down the Rain, popular in the late 80s, died in New York at age 57. Then there's more great music, Song of the Week, which is a super new vibey sound from South Africa called Soweto Blues. And then another tribute. Sadly, John Amutabi Nzenze passed away on May 30th. Mr. Nzenze was the last living pioneer and player of African twist, a music genre that was really popular in the 1960s throughout East Africa. His last international performance took place in Washington, D.C. in 2014, and at that time, he came into the VOA studio and performed for Music Time in Africa. So we'll listen to some of that live session at the back half of today's show to remember and honor John Nzenze's life and his legacy. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Here is the first song of the hour, Quarantine, by Diamond Platnumz and featuring his crew of Wasafi artists, Rayvanny, Mboso, Lava Lava, Queen Darlene, and Zuchu.
Zombie, you know we gotta do this here. Now, show me quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left. To the right. Where? 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Where? Do the wako jacko, now slide. Now show me quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Ooh. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. Where? 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Where? Do the wako jacko, now slide. One clap, two claps. Shingo, fanya unaitupa. Inama, inoka. Kiuno, kama una kisusa. Sometimes naboeka. Quarantine. Nanuna nacheka. Quarantine. Weekend ni vibweka. Quarantine. Mitungi tunapomeka. Quarantine. Now, show me quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Oh. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay, that's right. Do the wako jacko, now slide.
Okay, stop. Take a selfie. Insta, Snapchat, cut your post it. And then drop. Keep your cozy. Ring out, come and shimmy my toesy. And then run, 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 run. Hello for turn. Turn, turn, turn. 20G. This your way. G. This your way, way, way.
Now, your quarantine. Hey. Quarantine. Oh. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine? Ooh. Quarantine. Okay. Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Okay. Nay, nay. That's right. Do the wako jacko, now slide.
I can transform your robot. Take a control, carry mod. Your hands, your neck. Now round and round and wait.
Ooh. Man, I take time. Challenge if you're me too.
Don't rush. Quarantine yangu mina machizi.
Cheesy.
Niku party na usingizi. Ukisikia tangawizi. Tunasogeza nyungu ni mafukizi.
Quarantine.
I'm a diva.
Hey.
Wala.
Kakwa
madiva.
I'm a diva.
I'm a diva.
Hey.
Wala.
Makida.
Now show me quarantine.
Hey.
Quarantine.
Oh.
Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. Now, what's your quarantine?
Ooh.
Quarantine.
Okay.
Quarantine moves, yes, quarantine. On the left, to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5.
Okay. Nay, nay.
That's right. Do the wako jacko, now slide.
Fuck beat, fuck beat. Kitchen session, fuck beat. Knife beat, spoon beat. Kitchen station, dishes beat.
Sha, sha, kinky dicky, kum, 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 kum.
Sha, sha,
kinky dicky, kum, kum, kum.
Mama, can you
hey,
That was Diamond Platnum's Quarantine. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now, we're diving into another coronavirus tune, this one, Zero Corona. It's a project initiated by Cameroon's Mr. Leo, and it features 10 other artists. 5 are from Cameroon, and also there's one from Nigeria, 2 Ivorians, 2 Burkina Bay, 1 Ugandan, and 1 Congolese.
Let's stay united. One of those dark days have come. United, it don't matter the corner you come from. Kawiri Bukira, Azaye. Kawani, we have a bam, Wazaye. Oh, oh, oh. Wado chodo mi kelinite, kelinite. Oh, oh, oh. Il faut se sensibiliser, sensibiliser. Africa, make we fight and go. Africa, we got the power, oh. Africa, time to shower, oh. Africa, our song agama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm on the future. Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Hello. How's everybody doing? As I mentioned at the top of the hour, there are two tributes today to beloved African artists that we lost earlier in the week. Bill Odidi from Nairobi has the first.
Thanks so much, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Kenya. Now, what a year 2020 is turning out to be for African music, and in a very tragic sense, because we've lost some of the continent's best-known musicians in the last few months. Think of Manu Dibango, the great saxophonist from Cameroon, Tony Allen, the Nigerian Afrobeat pioneer, and in the last few days, Mori Kante from Guinea. And on the 1st of June, we received the news of the death of the legendary Nigerian musician Majek Fashek. He died at the age of 57 in New York City.
Oh, pirates, yes. Stay rock aisle, sold I to the mansion ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottle and spit, but my hands was made strong by the hands of the Almighty. We firewood in this generation triumphantly. Won't you have to sing another song of freedom? It's all I ever have. Redemption songs. Redemption songs.
The voice of Majek Fashek singing Bob Marley's Redemption Song from the album Prisoner of Conscience. This one was released in 1987. And if you realize, Majek's voice had a very striking similarity to Bob Marley's voice. Incidentally, he even released an album on Marley's legendary label, Tuff Gong, in 1997. Majek said he was also inspired by fellow Nigerian Fela Kuti and the American guitarist Jimi Hendrix, amongst many other great musicians. Majek Fashek died in New York City in the U.S. on June the 1st at the age of 57. His official name was Majek Odunmi Fasheke. His surname is translated from his local language as the High Priest Who Doesn't Lie. His first solo album was Prisoner of Conscience in 1987, including a song that became very popular in Nigeria and among his fans around the world, and established Majek Fashek as a household name. It's called Send Down the Rain.
The sky look misty and cloudy. Looks like the rain gonna fall today. This morning I've been so in my sleep, waiting for the rain to drop and water it all. Hold on,
that really brings back fond memories from ages ago. Send Down the Rain by Majek Fashek, the late Nigerian singer and songwriter. The pinnacle of his career came in 1990 with the album So Long, Too Long, released on the CBS record label. A song played a lot on TV stations around Africa, and many people could relate to that powerful message. The lyric says, arise from your sleep, there is work to be done, Africa. If we unite, we shall be free. So long, too long.
What?
absolutely timeless song, So Long, Too Long by Magic Fashek. In later years, he had fallen on hard times, he battled drug addiction and illness, and naturally his music career came to a crashing end. The news of his death on June the 1st is a huge blow to his many fans around Africa and around the world, but we celebrate his many, many achievements as one of the big pioneers of African music. May Magic Fashek never be forgotten. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, Kenya, leaving you with a little more of So Long, Too Long, as I take you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Bill. May he rest in peace.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, back to the music. Here is a classic from Zimbabwe, Wake Up by Oliver Mtukudzi. All right. Yes, that was too cool. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this next song, called Money, is by an artist who submitted his work to me. He's going to introduce himself and his song, and then we'll get right to listening to it.
Hello, listeners. My name is Steve Atambire from Ghana, Upper East Region, Bolgatanga. I am a musician, a Kolgo player, a singer, and a composer. I have 6 albums. I released this new song called Money last month, 2020. How I do my music is I don't just sing. I always sing about where I'm from. I always look around the people, how they live. I always get inspired by the lives of the people. I sing my music according to the lives of the people here. So this year, I sit down to write a song like, okay, this is what you take to attract this. If you want to catch fish, you use meat. If you want to trap a dog, you use bones. If you want to trap a man, you send woman. And if you want to trap a woman, you use money. If you have money, you have woman. And I don't say it's like this the whole world, but I'm African, and I know 70% of women in Africa love men because of money. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, that was Steve-O Atimbila from Bolgatanga, Ghana. I'm Heather Maxwell, and there's more great music to come. Plus, our tribute to Kenyan musician, the last king of African twist, John Nzenze. He passed away on May 30th. But right now, we are at the bottom of the hour, which means we've got...
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great and hanging in there.
I see that. Nice to see your face again after a week.
Save your sentiments on this day.
All right, so we've got a song of the week. It is called Soweto Blues, and it sounds like a South African song, but it's by Jules, and he's not from South Africa, but we'll talk about that later. It's featuring Busiswa and Jazz Karras.
We'll just get right into it.
Just because of the vibe. I mean, it's all about the vibe, whether you're just listening to it or you're watching the music video to it. It's Soweto. You're just in the groove and it's chill and you just want to be there.
I agree, definitely.
I got my feet up. You can't see that, but my feet are up.
Let's jam some more.
All right.
Backing on what you just said about the vibe, if you know Jules, you know he's always bringing the vibe, you know. And Jules was from, you know, the class of Saz and then Malik Berry, who, I mean, these three proponents, when we are talking about Afrobeat, you cannot take out their names. They are there. You get it? Yes. And Jules definitely giving us Soweto Blues with Busiswa. And then Jazz, oh my goodness, it's just beautiful to listen to.
Yeah, it really is. And let's not forget that Jules produced Bankulize and Skin Tight, mm-hmm. both of them by Mr. Easy, mm-hmm. that I think we've both featured before in mm-hmm. years past.
And Somi So by Wandiko, a favorite, personal favorite of mine.
How long Jules has been working with South African artists, do you?
Yes, he has three albums out, and on all three albums, he's worked with South African artists. And then with singles out there, he's worked with Mosego on a track recently, which is a beautiful track. You guys go look for it. He's always working with South African mm-hmm. artists. I think his heart is in their music plus High Life. He loves that slow, bluesy soul, you know, thing.
That's where the blues comes in. I was wondering about that.
Yes.
Why is it called Soweto Blues? That just reminds me too, you know, there's also what's the Nigerian singer who also just loves South African house and people think she's South African? What's her name?
Niniola.
Yeah, Niniola. So, you know, it's really fun that West Africans and South Africans are having this kind of love affair.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Fancy.
And we're here together for you, well, from each of our own homes to give you Song of the Week, which was Soweto Blues by
Busiswa and Jazz
Charis.
Thank you very much.
See you next week, Kwame.
Sure.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Hey, darling listeners. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Next up is Titi Fason from Senegal with a song called Music. And then the rest of the hour pays tribute to John Nzenze. We revisit my live studio session with him back in 2014 from inside VOA Studio 4, one of the very last international performances of his career and his life.
Tinde soko hame, ninga bokyo dafa amu milaje.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, from now to the end of the hour, we're going to listen to a live music session and interview with the last king of African twist, the late John Amutabi Nzenze. He died May 30th. He was 80 years old. Now, the session was recorded in Studio 4 at VOA headquarters here in Washington in 2014 during his last international tour. And he was accompanied by another guitar master, Peter Akwabi. It's important to understand how significant John's death is for Kenyan music, though, before we settle in for this last listen. Nzenze was one of a handful of pioneers of the twist genre, which was wildly popular all throughout the 1960s and 1970s in Kenya and Greater East Africa. They were superstars for decades, but Nzenze was the only one who was still alive and still playing. So his death is also the death of the genre. There are no other known twist players. Now, let's listen to this interview from 2014. John begins by expressing how he feels about being in the United States for the first time, and then he performs his most famous twist song, Angelique. He's accompanied by Peter Akwabi on guitar.
Yeah, my name is John Nzenze. John Amutabi. But Nzenze is a nickname. But everybody in Kenya, they used to call me John Nzenze. So I'm very proud to come to America. I like the place. Everything is poor. And I think I would like to stay here more time, but my passport,
visa.
My visa can't allow me.
Oh.
The Kenya twist is a bit different because we copied it from the Chepchecker when he came in Kenya. And he played his twist, and we was excited. And then we decided to play the same style, but in our way.
Very good.
So we just tried to twist it a bit to come Kenya twist. But it is not exactly like a Chepchecker one, because we didn't want to be the copywriter, but we wanted just to do our things. So our twist is mixed Chepchecker style and Kwela style from South Africa.
So you twisted the twist?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a song called Angelique Twist. My first song I recorded in 1963, November. Before that, I was a co-musician of a famous musician called Kabaka. I used to just go to help him in the studio. So I decided, why can't I compose mine and be like him? So I composed a song called Angelique. Angelique means it is Angelina, but Angelina, I just twisted the name to call it Angelique. In musically.
All right.
The song goes like this.
Oh, Nina Lee Angelique, Angelique Rudy Tuonane. Roho yangu inanisumbua. Oh, ninalia Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane. Roho yangu inanisumbua. Sikujua kama basi tutachana kwa mapenzi yetu ya kwanza nilipokuwa tukicheza twisti. Sikujua kama situtachana kwa mapenzi yetu ya kwanza tulipokuwa tukicheza twisti. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliokosana hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliokosana hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua. Oh, ninalia Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua.
Beautiful, beautiful, Angelica, huh?
Angelica.
Beautiful. That's John Nzenze. What are you laughing about? That's right, no?
And no, Peter Akwa. You're pronouncing it very well.
I'm working hard at it.
It sounds very well. I like the way you call
it.
Nzenze.
Nzenze. It's nice to say. You've got a very nice name. Did you keep it at the same tempo, or is this slow? I thought twists were fast.
Your twist is fast.
Yeah.
Ours is a bit slow. Mm-hmm. That's why I told you we tried to change.
I see.
So this one you can dance it and you'll never be tired.
That's
and
true.
Dance until down, yeah.
Good point, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, hi everyone. So you just heard John Nzenze talking with me and a little bit of John Kurtzer talking there. He's a fellow music journalist who was co-hosting that day with me in the studio. And John was performing his most famous twist song of all, Angelica. He was accompanied by another guitar master, Peter Akwabe, who is still thankfully alive and well, thank God, but not an issuant of the twist genre per se. Here they are again, speaking about their long-standing friendship that began in the Kenyan music industry of the early 1960s. Peter Akwabe begins, and John concludes by saying how proud he is of Peter. And then they play one of Peter's songs, Omuchenge. I was wondering about the relationship between you two. How do you know each other? How do you work together? Tell us about that.
I think one thing, we come from the same community, Luhya community of western province of Kenya. Two, we're both musicians. And three, we recorded in the same studio in the same year, although he was far much ahead of me. Although he recorded 1963 just like I did, he was already recording, accompanying people like Daudi Kabaka, Fadhili William, the one who sang
Malaika.
Peter Sossi, Nashley Pitchen, and all those great musicians of that time. So when I went to the studio to record my first record, these people did not want to give me a chance. But he stood firm on my side.
I see.
Said, no, this is a schoolboy. I was just a standard seven primary school boy without even shoes, like I am right now. And he resisted the idea of all the majority that were in that studio. He resisted the idea that I should not record. And he won the heart of the owner of the studio by convincing him that I needed some little money to with which to pay my school fee. That's how
clever.
He argued. And the owner of the studio agreed with him as opposed to the majority of those ones who are there. So because of that, I just fell in love with him up to today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, me, I know, I came to know Akwabi when he came for recording. But I listened to his songs and I decided, because by that time I was a studio manager, I told my boss, record this boy. I think this song will be a hit. I like it, and you must record him, because he was coming to look for school fees. So I told my boss, please record it today, because he is traveling tomorrow back to school. So he recorded a song, and in good luck, the song was a hit. So he was given a contract every time, half time, come and record two songs. So he used to come, holidays, he come and record and pay his school fees. But something I am proud of is he paid the school fees and graduated to be a teacher, and he was a teacher in Kenyatta University. So I'm proud of that, because I did something better.
Yes, outstanding.
Yeah. So since that time until now.
Up to now.
What do you think you'll play for us now?
Let me play you a song that our people used whenever they wanted to kill the boredom of a long journey. And this song is known as Omuchenje. Omuchenje is running just like the way I've seen people at Washington D.C. here run.
Choma, omwana wa mama, choma, omwana wa mama, choma, omwana wa mama, choma, imbaya luba kojwa, choma, imbaya luba kojwa, choma.
Oriomino.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter Akwabi.
Yes.
And John Nsenze from Kenya. Come back again.
We'll do.
All right.
We'll do.
If you call us again, we shall come back running like schoolboys.
All right. Well, John Nsenze won't be coming back again. But I'm sure glad I got that time with him in 2014 and am able to share it with you today. May he rest in peace. And with that, it is time to say goodbye, people. Thank you so much for joining me. And also thank you to the contributors to today's program. That includes Bill Odidi for his tribute to Majek Fashek. May he also rest in peace. Also to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week. To Lucy Ilado from Kenya for sharing with me her insight into the legacy of John Nzenze. And also to John Kurtzer and Peter Akwabi for that live session back in 2014 here in D.C. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC, and then Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can also find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay safe, stay positive.